Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like. Toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We are kicking off the third hour of the live Sunday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Adamo.
And I've been teasing it all night. I think we can actually jump into it now. Andy Greenberg's article over at Wired.com. Why the Silk Road trial matters, and he'll give you basics on what this is all about in case you're new to
it. Yeah, and I think it's a great overview. I've been reading it in the breaks.
Yeah. So if you don't know anything about the Silk Road,
right, this is going to fill you in now.
Ross Ulbricht is finally getting his day in court.
Kinda, right?
After all, it's going to be terrible.
What does that mean, too, when I say that?
Well, it's worth pointing out that the day in court that you think you get isn't what you think you get.
Yeah, it's not what you're getting, you know. And then we'll get into this, but...
So 15 months after plainclothes FBI agents grabbed him in the science fiction section of a San Francisco library and accused him of running the billion-dollar online drug bazaar known as the Silk Road. It's a day that anyone who cares about crime, punishment, and privacy in the shadows of the Internet will be watching. If Ulbricht doesn't take a last-minute plea deal and his trial begins as scheduled in a New York courtroom on Tuesday morning, it will be the most significant case of its kind.
Is there any probability on that? Is anyone like
whether or not he'll plea?
Right. Is he? Because like I know when I was in jail, you know, I wrote out that I'm not taking the plea deal.
Mm-hmm.
Has he any communication through lawyers or his mom? I know who is his spokesperson essentially.
You know,
not that you've heard of.
I don't know. I have talked to his mother. We had Lynn on the program once or twice in the past, and I mean, obviously they've gone this far. It's a lot of stalling if you're going to take a plea deal at the last moment. I mean, it seems like he's going to the wall on this, but it could be a really nice plea deal that they offer at the last moment.
You never know. You know, he's been in jail a while. I don't know how these things are weighing on him.
15 months, right? Like, I guess you could hold out and hope for one really great last plea deal.
Sure, maybe they offer him the granddaddy of all sweet
deals.
Rich
Paul got an offer like that when Rich Paul was literally like the day before trial. They offered him, okay, we'll give you no time in jail, and he ended up
getting the same to me.
Yeah. Right, he ended up getting a year sentence because he went through with the trial, and I'm sure that was weighing on him later on. But I think he's still happy and satisfied that he took the principled road, even though it meant that he had to.
Yeah, I mean, I refused the plea deal in my first round with the wiretapping, and took it in the second. You know, many reasons, but sometimes it's just what works out. But I hope he goes the distance, but I was just wondering if there was a possibility of this, because he is facing some serious time, and maybe there was something happening, but
sure,
word yet.
And it's because he's not taking the plea, at least thus far, is one of the reasons why this is such an important trial, because not taking the plea means the trial can happen. Normally, trials like this don't happen because almost everybody takes the plea.
Exactly.
So we don't have the chance for a jury to hear a case of somebody who's, you know, alleged to be a drug dealer or whatever. That because they take a plea and they just go and they sit it off in prison and then they get out and it's over.
Yeah, like Sabu and Jeffrey Hammond. You know, both.
Sabu's a hacker, right?
Yeah, he was allegedly one of the masterminds of the Anon LOLs. Who helped?
Didn't he snitch?
Yeah, that's why Jeffrey Hammond and some of the other guys are in jail over the Stratford hacks, email security firm.
So, going on here, he says it's a day that anyone who cares about crime, punishment, and privacy will be watching. So, going on, the Silk Road Anonymous drug market he's accused of creating was an unprecedented experiment in online anarchy and black market commerce. And Ulbricht's insistence until now on taking his case to trial means its fundamental issues will be argued in public. In many ways, this is the only case of its kind to play out in front of a jury. Ulbricht, who's 29, faces charges that include running a narcotics, hacking, and money laundering conspiracy, as well as a kingpin charge usually reserved for mafia dons and drug lords. Like I said, they're treating him like he's Pablo Escobar.
I know, you always pick up mafia dons and drug lords in public libraries. Right? That's what I thought when I read that.
The case against him is likely strong. Prosecutors already have shown in pretrial hearings that they caught Ulbricht with his laptop seemingly logged into a Silk Road page called Mastermind. mastermind, showing a detailed accounting of the site's activities and finances. They've also revealed they found a logbook on his hard drive and a journal that allegedly detailed his day-to-day activities running the site. And if those claims are true, it's almost unbelievable.
Wouldn't you? I'm glad you brought that up, because I was thinking this is like the this is the most careless thing such a brilliant person could do, right? If this person is running this type of a website, you would think
to keep a document, to keep a journal about it. Why?
Well, see, now I can understand some sort of journal. Like, I mean, if you're running a business, like by default, right? I mean, you run a business, you keep tracks, you keep measurements. Like, even myself, who has who has two felonies, one for selling marijuana. Like, I kept a ledger. Now, these things might have been coded.
Sure.
They might have been elsewhere. But how they spell this out, it seems super careless.
Now, we don't know. We haven't read it, right? So we don't know what the journal means. So we don't know what Greenberg is meaning, or what the journal would mean when Greenberg describes it as it's detailing his day-to-day activities. Greenberg hasn't read it, nor has anyone else besides
Sure. It just seems that how they're wording it, it's probably just how they're wording it, but it would seem extremely careless that this guy wouldn't be using a higher level of security doing the business that he'd done. And if he is actually the person they are accusing him of being, he seems to have a vast knowledge of internet security. You know, he would have to have deep web,
Yeah, you have to really wonder, why he would keep a log like that. I mean, if he's just talking about the drama that happens, because there's all kinds of the Silk Road there. If you visited their forums, there was always some controversy over someone trying to scam people or hack the site. Right. And the administrators were always involved in interpersonal disagreements between sellers and buyers. And so was he journaling that stuff, too? I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll find out more here as the trial kicks off on Tuesday. So going on here, Ulbricht's defense team, led by renowned terrorism case defender attorney Joshua Dreidel and financed in part by donations from Bitcoin mogul Roger Ver, won't make it easy for prosecutors. We may see a lively, dramatic, and precedent-setting trial. Here are a few reasons to follow it closely. Point one, it's a test of anonymity and surveillance online. The Silk Road pioneered a new kind of online marketplace, one that's open to the public, but whose administrators, buyers, and sellers are anonymous, thanks to tools like the software Tor. That stands for the Onion Router. Tor is an anonymizing client for the and server for the internet that allows people to purportedly use the internet anonymously. And that's the only way you could access the Silk Road was through Tor. So it wasn't on the open internet. It was on this what's called the darknet, and also Bitcoin, which could be used anonymously if used in the right way. The prosecution's case will need to cut through that anonymity to prove Ulbricht is indeed the masked mastermind of Silk Road, known as Dread Pirate Roberts. For the industry of copycat sites that followed Silk Road, including popular black markets like Evolution and Agora, that makes this trial a case study in the vulnerabilities law enforcement uses to attack the dark web's hidden contraband bazaars and identify the people who run them. And one of the big questions here that has yet to be answered in any of the pretrial motions and filings has been, how did the FBI find the server? Because the idea behind Tor is that it includes all kinds of information about locations of servers and IP addresses and all of that. So how did they determine the location, the physical location? How did they know which company to go track down and send a threatening letter to or show up physically and demand to search their
equipment? Right, and there's a number of reasons that's important because, you'd want to know who was complying, right? Who bows down to the United States government? I mean, by default is everybody, but, it'd be nice for the consumers of such services to at least have that information, or for the market to provide the alternative. The other is, I don't know if you know more about this maybe than I do, but I've read stories for a while, maybe over the past 6 to 8 months, where, the Tor network is in question.
Yes.
And so that's, if this could provide that hard piece of evidence, like if they're like, it's not.
Yeah, so you can verify that the Tor network was exploited.
Compromised, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what they have not revealed in any point yet. And whether or not they're going to be able to have this trial without revealing that info, because I imagine the feds are going to do everything they can to reveal how it was that they, or to prevent revealing how it was that they found the location of that server. So that's one of the big question marks here that hopefully will be cleared up. But going on with Greenberg, he says an evidence list accidentally published by the court and spotted by the Daily Dot shows the prosecution's plan to use screenshots from Ulbricht's seized computer to link him to the Silk Road and the Dread Pirate Robert's identity. The defense plans to contest the authenticity of that evidence. So that'll be interesting. I mean, who knows what this is going to be like. I'm excited to see what happens here. There's more coming up. We'll tell you more about what Greenberg says, why you should care about this trial that kicks off Tuesday morning. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. Our founding fathers did all they could to protect individual freedom from the very government they were creating. They knew that government should have the power to protect us from each other, but our founders also knew the dangers of government power, that it could be used to violate our rights. The government they created wasn't a simple democracy, where majorities always rule and our individual rights are at the mercy of the simple majority of voters. Our founders knew that this had been tried and failed, as in ancient Greece. Our founders instead tried to protect liberty by creating a strictly limited government, with only certain powers granted it. They also devised a government of overlapping powers, balances, and checks to ensure these limits were honored. They understood that when government has the power to protect us from everything, it also has the power to take everything from us. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $621.04 for a half ounce, or $310.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,242.08, $621.04, and $310.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah, This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. With you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
And a Damo.
Damo's here from copblock.org. He's got it all over him. You get the copblock hat.
Yeah, the beanie, the t-shirt, the tattoo on my arm. I got copblock all over.
Skull cap, I guess some people call those things.
Yep.
So copblock.org, great website. They do awesome work over there. Be sure you check that out. We're talking about the Silk Road trial. It is scheduled to kick off Tuesday morning, presuming there's no last-minute delays. That's when it's going to happen. Activists are already gathering in New York City. Many more will be heading down tomorrow. There's at least a couple folks, a handful actually, from New Hampshire that are going down there. They've already made up some signage, so they're going to be going out there holding up signs in the early morning hours and trying to reach folks with the ideas of freedom and jury nullification.
I know some people think that it's not being covered or that not enough folks are coming, but I think they're doing a good job. You and I were discussing the break, some of the signage that was going to happen, the people handing out literature, and then other forms of protests that will go down there. So, you know, the jury nullification billboards.
Yep, there's going to be jury nullification activists out there.
They've been up for a couple weeks already.
Yeah, the billboard things are up. They're going to be actual activists on the ground as well, handing out information to everyone.
Many media avenues, including the Liberty Beat, which
is
on the breaks.
I've heard Vice is going to be there, too.
Well, that's great. They do great work.
So
huge outlet, too.
Yeah, we're going to keep you in the loop with what's going on with the trial, as our very own Derek J. Freeman is right now packing to head down to New York City, and he's planning on staying there. I don't know if it's for the whole trial, but he's definitely going to be there for a week. And
as long as he can handle it.
As long as he can afford to do that. Because, you know, that is one of the reasons why people can't go at AMO is because it's expensive.
It's a duration, yeah.
You know, you want to stay in Manhattan? I guess you could stay outside of Manhattan and then truck every single day and get on the
subway. That could get expensive after
a while. It's a big time. You know, even if you can somehow stay in New York City fairly cheaply, maybe with like a crashing at somebody's house or something like that, still there's costs involved in getting there and taking time off work, as a lot of people, you know, have jobs and stuff. So thank goodness for all the people who are going. I mean, I'm sure that the Ulbricht family is very grateful for anybody who can come out to help out and hold a sign or whatever. So we'll talk more about the actual goings-on of the trial as that happens throughout the week. But we're sharing right now from Wire.com. And by the way, if you want to help out, it's worth mentioning, if you want to help out with the Ross Ulbricht case, you can't get there physically, they will take your contributions. Go to FreeRoss.org. They will take Bitcoin, PayPal, cut them a check, whatever it is you can do. If you want to help pay for this very expensive team of attorneys he's got, I'm sure his parents would appreciate it because they are not wealthy people. At least that's what Lynn, his mother, has told us. So you can go to Free Ross, that's freeross.org, and donate there. So Andy Greenberg, Wire.com, explaining why this case matters. First of all, because it's happening, because it's actually going to a jury trial, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't. A lot of cases that might touch on similar issues have never seen the light of a jury. So there's the chance for jury nullification. And the prosecution knows this, and that's why they filed a motion in advance trying to prevent the defense from putting on any kind of case that might hint at jury nullification.
That would be a huge unintended victory, in my opinion. A jury nullification in a federal case of this magnitude? Wow.
Don't get your hopes up, but it would be amazing.
I'm crossing my fingers on it, but that would be, that's like the pinnacle of like success.
So the claim is that the prosecution is going to be using screenshots, what they claim are screenshots from Ulbricht's computer, to link him to the Silk Road and Dread Pirate Roberts, but the defense will contest this, contesting the authenticity of it. In pretrial motions, the defense has cited United States versus Vayner, in which the court ruled last year that some social media screenshots are inadmissible evidence because they too easily can be faked. I mean, anybody with half a
Photoshop,
knowledge of Photoshop can make up anything they want. Quote, to the extent that the prosecution uses screenshots against Ulbricht, the argument will be that you can't prove that screenshot is what you say it is, says the EFF attorney, Hani Fakhouri. Defense attorney Dreidel is doing his job, which is to raise as many challenges as he can. In an order on Wednesday, Judge Catherine Forrest ruled against a defense motion to dismiss a trove of digital evidence it contested under the Vayner precedent. But she said Ulbricht's lawyers could challenge the authenticity of each piece of evidence as it's introduced. That could provide a series of tests of exactly what kind of materials represent, in the eyes of the court, a provable connection between an individual and his secret online persona.
So how do you feel when cases like this. Like, so this is a matter for, like, you know, you're going to have a lot of expert testimony, right? Mm-hmm. A guy will come in that's like a Photoshop or an expert with Photoshop and show you how images can be manipulated and created and mm-hmm. how you may or may not be able to tell. How do you feel that weighs on a jury?
Well, you know, it just depends on the jury, right? I mean, these are likely people that ally with themselves with the state and with the system. I mean, that's how they
get on juries. Take out their ideology and stuff. Like, just because here's my opinion, essentially, is that when I believe the state does this, this is a tactic for the state. So I don't even think they care about the screenshots or that they even provide much, you know, concrete evidence.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 4 days or 2 days or 7 hours of talking about these things and, like, this expert in the counter, and then it's all lost in translation, right? And now these guys are tired.
It's
They're
fatiguing.
Bored.
Sure.
Exactly. It's like a drain. It's like, you know, they get to sell the point. They get to show them the images, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that sticks, and then they spend X amount of time, way more than. So, like, they're interested for the first 15 minutes.
Well, the image is going to be challenged before it's shown, right? So the defense is going to challenge its authenticity before
the jury sees it. Oh, I didn't know if the motions were already asked and then they were going to allow it.
Well, no, what happened is the judge denied the motion to dismiss the entire bulk of evidence. So they tried to get it all thrown out in advance. But the judge did say they could challenge each piece. So as the prosecutor
right.
says,
exhibit
I'd
A.
like to introduce this, the objection, and then they'll take the jury out of the room, and then it's going to be a fiasco.
This is going to be draining.
One of the most controversial questions in the Silk Road case has been, as we talked earlier, how did the FBI find the server that hosted the website. The prosecution all but admitted in pretrial arguments that the FBI hacked into the site without a warrant to reveal its IP address and thus its location. Judge Forrest rejected the defense's Fourth Amendment argument that a warrantless hack is an illegal search and ought to taint subsequent evidence stemming from the FBI's investigation. You know, like the cops, detectives on your local police force aren't supposed to be able to go bust someone's door in and then snoop around their house without a warrant. That's an illegal search. If they do that and they find your bong and your pot, then that's supposed to be thrown out based on fruit of the right. poison tree doctrine. But here the judge is saying that, the FBI hacking this website, that's not an illegal search, so, hey, all the evidence is admissible.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We can do what we want.
So even though it's the same thing, if you hack a website, that's almost the equivalent to breaking and entering into somebody's home.
They put people in jail, the government, for right. hacking websites of their suppliers, you know, defense agencies, contractors.
They do it, it's totally fine.
Yes, one set of rules for you, another for us.
But at trial, the defense could question FBI investigators about how they located the Silk Road and could also repeat that Fourth Amendment argument in an appeal. So, what else is interesting, says Greenberg, is that radical libertarianism is on trial. He says the Dread Pirate Roberts didn't see himself as a mere cyber criminal. When I interviewed him in the summer of 2013, we read that interview on the air. It was very interesting. He interviewed Dread Pirate Roberts,
right, the alias.
He described the Silk Road as, quote, at its core, a way to get around regulation from the state. If they say we can't buy and sell certain things, we'll do it anyway and suffer no abuse from them, unquote. The anonymous Bitcoin-enabled commerce on the Silk Road pioneered, he argued, was, or that the commerce that the Silk Road pioneered, he argued, was the beginning of a new era of anarchic markets with no regulatory control. We'll talk more about what matters at the Silk Road trial, according to Wired.com's Andy Greenberg, who's sort of been following the phenomenon the entire time. We'll get into that coming up here. You're welcome to share your thoughts on the Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here to take your calls on anything that's on your mind, or we'll just talk at you about stuff like the Ross Ulbricht trial, which is kicking off on Tuesday morning. Andy Greenberg says this trial matters, and he's absolutely right. He's pointing out a few different reasons why he thinks it matters. We'll share those with you, and of course you can comment. Give us your thoughts on this or anything that you would like to discuss. Tonight with you, it's Ian here.
And Adamo.
Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find waiting for you there. We've got a webcam. You can go and watch us do the show at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Like all the other features you'll find at freetalklive.com, the webcam is totally free. So we're back here with the story from Wire.com. We're at least halfway through, more than halfway through at this point. He's saying that radical libertarianism is on trial and points out that Dread Pirate Roberts, the person who was anonymously running the Silk Road, an underground drug marketplace kind of website, that this guy is a self-proclaimed liberty-minded guy. Like, there was no doubt about it. Anybody who followed along the Silk Road on the forums, there was even a whole forum dedicated to Dread Pirate Roberts giving reading recommendations to the people who came to the site. Like, what books they could read that would teach them about voluntarism and libertarianism.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore.
So, one of the quotes from Andy Greenberg's the author of this article. He interviewed Dread Pirate Roberts. back in 2013 about running the Silk Road. It was actually the first and only interview, to my knowledge, that Dread Pirate Roberts ever granted to anyone in the media. And one of the quotes from that is where he's talking about how the Silk Road is a new era of anarchic markets with no regulatory control. Quote, sector by sector, the state is being cut out of the equation, and power is being returned to the individual. This is Dread Pirate Roberts. I don't think anyone can comprehend the magnitude of the revolution we are in. I think it will be looked back on as an epoch in the evolution of mankind. This guy was a visionary,
yeah.
No doubt. This now back to Greenberg. He says that revolutionary ethos has made the Silk Road and Ulbricht a cause célèbre for certain libertarians and anarcho-capitalists. If Ross is convicted, quote, if Ross is convicted, the internet will become a place of fear and we will be at the whim of state power, says Julia Taransky, an anarchist activist, in a video rallying supporters for a courthouse protest on the morning his trial begins. Well, I'll just, you know, politely disagree with Julia. If Ross is convicted, the internet's not going to become a place of fear. People are going to continue to buy and sell whatever it is they want to. Agri marketplace, from what I understand, is still online.
Well, it could affect, I mean, maybe they don't mean like entirely that it'll like be driven, but I mean, like, look at the drug trade. I mean, like, most people who maybe would start a business that would maybe sell some sort of drug aren't, you know, it's like now that the ones that are left are like maybe of questionable character or violence, or they'd find other means, you know, it's like slims the market. And so like the next person who decides to start a Silk Road, if there might be a willing to do that, they might be like, well, I don't want to end up like Ross, and so they won't. But this leads it to like what, cartels and more violence?
Well,
psychopathic
okay, I see
people.
What you're saying. I see you're saying that if you take out a nice guy like Ross, then other nice guys won't be as likely to start similar businesses.
Right, and then it leads it to the people who are, you know,
are more thuggish.
Well, maybe. I mean, maybe not. Or maybe the next Ross will have to be smart, like not smarter, but like, because Ross, I believe, is very smart, but they would have to learn from this, right? And like, it would have to go different. So like, it would change the paradigm that it's in now. But I don't know.
I don't know.
I could relate that it would create some fear. This prosecution of him is definitely meant to put fear into the deep
circles. But you know, these guys are pretty hardcore. I mean, when Silk Road went down, they had Silk Road 2.0 up within a month, and Silk Road 2.0 got taken down just a couple months ago.
Right, did it?
And Silk Road 3.0 is.
But they just took down the site. They didn't actually grab.
No,
like,
they got the dude too, and this guy was even sloppier than allegedly. If he was who they say he is, then he was even sloppier. The facts of the case are true, and he actually apparently already like copped to it. So he's basically
walking off
and to
it.
I don't know what the deal is, but he essentially admitted to it under questioning, like he cracked or something like that. That's what I heard. There hasn't been much coverage of that.
Well, then how can you say that these guys are, you know, hardcore, like they're being sloppy and they're copping deals?
There's several sites that are still online. I mean, the guy, whoever it is that's running Agora Marketplace, the number one site out there, as of the time of the Silk Road 2.0 takedown, Agora Marketplace was slightly more popular than Silk Road 2.0, and it was still up and running. They're not going to shut their, oh crap, they got Ross. Well,
right.
I guess we better close our doors and stop making all this money.
Well, this is a common flaw with, I guess, like humans in general. You know, we even see this in activists, you know, as far as like folks who have come here to Keene, you know, like not learning from other mistakes. You know, it seems like 2.0 didn't learn much from the information they got from
version 1. Well, right now we don't know what the mistakes are that Ross made, because if he was the one making them, he hasn't been framed.
True.
We don't know what mistakes were made because the evidence hasn't been shown yet. So there's a lot that people are going to
learn. That's another problem. It's like you don't even know because the government's the one telling us information, as we discussed.
You can't take their word for it.
Who knows what they believe what they say?
Julia said in her video, quote, the state is testing the waters. If we don't give them a storm, we consent to our silencing, unquote. Ulbricht has expressed plenty of radical libertarian rhetoric in his public life, but his defense likely won't bring up politics, says the EFF's Hani Fakhouri, even if he's convicted and trying to minimize his sentence. He says, quote, talking about your motivation for why you commit a crime is not that important legally unless it negates your criminal intent. The judge will be looking for whether Ulbricht shows contrition. Politics is probably a bad strategy. And he's right from a lawyer's perspective, but if Ulbricht is in this for the principle of the matter, then if he realizes they've got him by the balls, so to speak, with the evidence, he may actually talk about the his motivations, because if he can sway the jury to nullify, then whether he's contrite or not won't matter. Ultimately, being contrite is a way to try, oh, I'm so sorry, Judge. What was I thinking? I did a terrible, terrible thing, and from now on, I'll be a good boy. That's a tactic that defense attorneys want their clients to use to minimize the sentence.
Sure, and I mean, and I think that is the big question here. You know, we spent some time talking about all these little details, and, you know, a lot of folks do too as well, like, hey, can he get off on this? Can he file this motion? This evidence is nothing. They're railroading him here. They're throwing him on a bus here. Well, I think, it, you know, the biggest, like, you know, like, if this plays out, what I'm more interested in hearing is, and when how it plays out is, like, where's the goal? Like, I hope I can identify that, or maybe somebody relays that more clearly, because, you know, Ross has been in a cage for 15 months, not exactly taking phone calls. And, you know, we had talked about it off the air, but the goal, like, if his goal is to get a not guilty verdict, I think that's going to be very difficult, and I think it's almost impossible. If the goal is to, like, shed light on, like, the, you know, harms of the state, the, you know, ridiculousness of, like, its investigation, its rules, its process, like, they break their own rules, they violate, you know, like, we just mentioned before, what the FBI did, they have locked up people for doing cyber terrorism or hacking. And so, hopefully, you know, if the goal is to get, like, not guilties and play their game, then I think it's a very hard win.
Well, okay, and we don't know what the goal is, right?
No.
And usually when you're facing 30, 40, 50 years in prison, the goal becomes minimize the prison sentence for the average person, right?
For sure.
And there's no reason to believe that Ross's goal is anything different than that. But if your goal is to get a not guilty, which is obviously the ideal circumstance, then there's two ways to do it. There's the way where the system can't prove its case, where you kick out enough evidence.
You beat the system with the system.
Beat the system inside the system. And the other one is to talk about jury nullification and to, you know, somehow, now in a lot of cases, you can't even touch those words in court. Those words will get you a mistrial, contempt of court charge.
And most likely in a federal court.
Yeah, I imagine that's true in federal court. But if Ulbricht is able to get on the stand and testify to his motivations as to why he did this and how the Silk Road saved people's lives by virtue of the fact that it took business out of the streets, essentially took the drug business out of the streets and made it a by mail business where the buyers didn't know who the sellers were and the sellers didn't know who the buyers were, and so nobody gets robbed, at least at gunpoint or knife point or anything like that, and people weren't getting bad drugs as often, so they weren't overdosing, and so he literally saved people's lives. He could, in theory, sway the jury to go for not guilty, especially.
It's been my experience that even though you could get a jury to sense some compassion in that matter,
they'll still find you guilty.
You still broke the law. You know, like even Weeda Claus, like, yeah, you're an old guy, middle age, you're not your Rowan's standard hot. Tattoo, yeah. But like, so they didn't convict him of a felony, but they're like, you're still breaking the law. You know, like you have to do that. And so,
oh, I'm with you, man. I
hope Ross's angle is just to show the world what is going on here and how badly
to accept that he's going to go to prison.
I hope he's accepted that. Not for the rest of his life, I hope. I hope that something changes before then.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855 450 free. But if he's not telling the judge how sorry he is, they may hit him with the max. Who knows? We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control here in the remaining moments. You're welcome to share your thoughts on the Silk Road trial. We will, of course, be updating you on it throughout the week and throughout however long it goes for. So that's not going to be a short one, I suspect. The toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Ian and Adamo in the studio. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We're sharing with you a story from wired.com. Andy Greenberg reporting on why he thinks the Silk Road trial matters. He's pointing out that there's some pretty serious questions about anonymity software and how the Silk Road got tracked down in the first place. Silk Road being an underground kind of drug marketplace and sort of more of like a black marketplace. There's other things besides drugs were sold there, like fake identifications, hacking tools, things like that. So there's also the viewpoint, he says, that radical libertarianism is going to be on trial. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to be. We'll see if the state makes some sort of claims about how he's a bad guy because he's a libertarian. They could. They certainly have done that at your trial, Adamo.
Many times.
Other trials that we've seen and experienced. They made you sound like you were going, if the jury were to find you not guilty, that the entire state system would crash and burn during your trial.
We have to deter other people from doing these things and da-da-da-da-da.
But commonly, that's because you could talk about jury nullification in your trial because you're in New Hampshire where that appears to be allowed. But in the
it is now, and even before that was the law here. When you represent yourself, I mean, they might tell them to take it out of their minds, but you're not held to like the same setting, the same standards that...
They didn't say that at your trial. They accepted that you had argued that, and then they argued why the jury shouldn't nullify, essentially.
Sure,
in my
last wiretapping, and then the first one, they were like, jury nullification doesn't matter, even though you can mention it and whatever.
Well, that was the one in Massachusetts, right?
Yeah.
Where if the jury did actually nullify your case.
Yeah, awesome. Which was funny.
Ironically enough, it happened in Massachusetts and not in New Hampshire, but that's another story. So let's go on here. These are the things he says about the Silk Road trial as to why it matters. He says, that won't stop supporters from seeing every moment in the trial as another turn in the battle for Internet freedom. Win or lose, Ulbricht has become a martyr for the cause. Finally, he says that we'll be learning more about the crypto-anarchist courtroom drama. He says the timeline of events the prosecution will lay out in Ulbricht's case will be, political and privacy issues aside, one hell of a story. Ulbricht is accused of paying for the murders of six people, including a blackmailer and potential informant. Those murders for hire aren't charged in the case. In fact, none of those alleged hits ever seems to have taken place. But a ruling Wednesday from Judge Forrest declares the murders fair game for the prosecution at trial as part of proving Ulbricht's conspiracy charge. So again, they're going to get to talk about things that have never been proven about Ross Ulbricht and Dread Pirate Roberts as though that they are, you know, fact. Glimpses in pretrial hearings of the journal and logbook Ulbricht allegedly kept tell a story worthy of Breaking Bad. The records describe Ulbricht's three-year journey from allegedly growing the first psychedelic mushrooms sold on the Silk Road to the expansion of that digital creation into a booming online drug market and anarchist community, and eventually to the violence Ulbricht is accused of using to defend it. It's a tale of rebellious ambition, revolutionary ideals, and potentially dark Faustian bargains. As the prosecution seeks to prove that story to a jury, we'll have a front row seat. Stay tuned.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to, in a number of levels, the protests outside, the shenanigans in the courtroom, the outcome. Mm-hmm. You know, sadly, I feel that the outcome is a foregone conclusion, and it's unfortunate. And I applaud and believe that Ross is a hero that should be. You know, his story should be told far and wide as many times as possible, and I applaud him for, you know, putting his own life on the line for this. Yeah, it's very brave.
He knew he could go down with the ship, right?
I mean, and he probably knew it was going to go down. I mean, like, if sure, maybe not. Like, maybe he thought he had longer, but I mean, like, you're a pioneer. I mean, I understand. You know, I have this
thing.
He was
probably the most wanted man in the world.
Sure. I have the saying, I'd like to be ahead of the curve, but not so far that I'm the first one in the ditch. Well, you know, he was so far ahead of the curve, you know, carving the way that, you know, that you might be. And, you know, maybe he's not, because we have talked that there might have been more than one operator of this website. He might have been a past one, a recent one, the current one at the time. Who knows?
Patsy. Who knows? Maybe the real Dread Pirate Roberts is still out there.
That could be. And
so, Adamo, we were talking during the break and wanted to take the conversation during the show. The question was, should he testify? Should Ross Ulbricht testify at his own trial? What do you think?
Well, I believe he should. Again, but that's because I believe the goal shouldn't be to get... I think it's a bad thing to do if you want a not guilty. Right? I think that's what his attorneys may be advising him to do unless they've come up with some alternative, like, outside-the-box game plan for their defense, which is probably realistic as well. But if he just wants to win, as in not guilty, go home, then testifying probably isn't in his best interest, not knowing all the information they have, but that's what I would guess and assume. But I think that if, you know, like how I approach court cases and my mindset is to, like, show the injustice, in, you know, in the system, show the hypocrisy, and, like, also take it as an opportunity to seize the megaphone and tell more people about your principles. So, like, forget the jury, forget the prosecutor, forget the judge. These people are bought, paid for, status, are not changing their minds. But the people that are going to document it, the transcripts, the words, the quotes, the things that can be brought out of this that the world is going to be watching, especially the liberty-minded world, that could live, you know, infinitely and would be, you know, of huge value and inspiration, I think, to... Who knows how many others? Millions, maybe.
So you're saying he should fall on the sword effectively, that, you know, realize you're going to lose, this is going to be a guilty verdict, and get on the stand and tell the story.
I don't like it saying falling on the sword because, like, I mean, I think he's already on the sword. Like, he's caught. Like, I mean, like, he's already been in prison for 15 months, you know, like... He's not taking one for the team at this point. He's already taken one for the team. Hmm. You know, I think it's just kind of like your last moment to, like, you know, speak before they're
before
the door
be
and they
heard from again.
I'm hoping that he can still be heard from, that they don't get all crazy and lock him in, like, solitary or anything. But yeah, you might as well spill it all, right? Like,
well, you know what I mean. Like, you know, once Ross Ulbricht gets sentenced to to prison.
Oh, yeah. Once you go to jail, people forget about you. You know, it happens.
The Liberty Movement may still be aware of him. He may actually begin to be able to speak, because right now he can't do media interviews for obvious legal reasons. Lawyers sure. will not allow you to do that kind of thing. So maybe he will start to speak out if he is sentenced from inside a prison cell. We'll certainly take his calls. I mean, if he wants to call Free Talk Live from the prison cell, we'll pay the long-distance bill. But... Yeah, and we actually do have people in jail who call the show on a fairly regular basis.
Sure, yeah, I've called here from jail. But
being on Free Talk Live is certainly not exposure to the entire globe, and people aren't, you know, there are some people that there are still kind of causes around, like, what is it, Mumia Abul-Jamal is one of them, where there's, like, a group of people on the outside who believes he's innocent, and, you know, they're still pushing for him to be released, and, you know, but how widely known is that guy? I mean, mainstream media certainly isn't talking about him in any meaningful way. So this is sort of his last bash, I guess.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, might as well go out with a bang. You might as well tell people, you know, Whitey Bulger had his case, and I know these aren't apples to apples comparison, but
he was a gangster, right?
Yeah, he was the mafia don
for Boston.
And but there was a lot of corruption. He had a lot of inner workings with some high federal agents, you know, to the point where they claimed that he was an informant. He claimed that he did a deal with taking care of a problem that one U.S. attorney had, and he was promised immunity and information for that. And there was a whole story that he took it to trial, not because he thought he was going to get out of his life sentence, but he wanted to speak on this. And I think at some point he was maybe given a promise that maybe jail wouldn't be so bad or the sentence wouldn't be the worst, but he didn't end up testifying and speaking about it. I thought about writing him about that, but I just don't want to see Ross have that same thing happened. Like, if you get the opportunity to speak and you have, you know, like, Whitey Bulger's thing is about corruption and police, and I think that people need to hear that, like, you know, here's a gangster who was allowed to become this, you know, mega don because the FBI was busting his competition. You know, they were nothing more than men with guns. They were enforcers, you know, for him, and, like, setting him up tips and, you know, removing the competition. You know, Ross, I think, is a better, you know, like, Whitey's would show, like, corruption. Ross will show volunteerism, will show, like, you know, innovation and how the market can handle things, and the police maybe, you know, and government aren't necessarily needed in these things. And, you know, and on the platform they're giving him, he might as well, you know, seize that moment and take it.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I think that that he should testify, and I think that he should testify with the intention of not only doing what you're saying, exposing the truth or whatever, but also, you know, giving him that chance, however infinitesimally small, of persuading the jury that he's a likable character and that he didn't commit those murders and that, you know, or the murder for hires, and that that he was doing this for the best interest of people.
Yeah, there could be a number of reasons to speak, because not only to, like, reference the points, but to clear his name and lastly,
otherwise you're just the guy sitting at the defense table. And everybody's talking about you the entire trial. Everyone's talking about all these allegations that you've done, but you never say one word to the jury, and you never get to connect with them as a human being. And I think that's your best chance to get a jury to nullify. And I think that, you know, in our friend Rich Paul's case, had he actually testified, I think he would have had a greater chance of having the jury nullify, because they would have realized he's a likable.
Well, greater chance than zero, you
right.
know, like
fun guy, like Rich.
0.01%.
You don't know Rich is a good guy if he doesn't open his mouth and talk to you.
That's true.
Well, see. Tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Check out copblock.org as well.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBucks to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.